flare of the candle was in the cupboard under the stairs. And she was fed up. All this waiting about, she says, doing nothing, gets on my wick. By the side of Clara the candle was Molly the matchbox. And Molly had 51 matches inside her little box. And they had been there for a long, long time, sitting on the fuse box in the cupboard under the stairs. Also, there was Freddy Fusewire. He was also fed up. And he said, when I was in Walworth hanging on the peg, people were passing by and life was interesting. But since I've been here, nothing to do day after day, sitting on the fuse box in the cupboard under the stairs. And Sammy the screwdriver, he wasn't very happy either. And he said, here am I, one of the special screwdrivers. He says, I'm a very talented screwdriver. I've got one of those little things in my handle so that people can find out if the power's on and I light up and let them know that here I am, day after day, on the fuse box, in the cupboard, under the stairs. And Peter the Pliers, he was there. And he said, I used to lead a very busy life and they put me here. And I'm going rusty, my joints are getting stiff. Just doing nothing. Lying on top of the fuse box in the cupboard under the stairs. Sad, isn't it? And they were talking together and complaining and they said, look at Victor the vacuum cleaner. He's taken out every day. But you know, when he came back after going out one morning, he said, I'm getting fed up with this. All I do is suck up people's dirt off the floor. I'm getting full up with dust and all sorts of bits and pieces, bits of paper, orange pips. What a way to treat a fella. And then they empty me out and they fill me up again. And then there was Sarah the shopping trolley. Oh, she says, they take me out in all weathers, out in the snow, out in the rain, and during that heavy snow, they pulled me through the snow. I was frozen stiff and my wheels could hardly turn. Clara the candle said, yes, you're fed up with doing too much, and we're fed up with doing nothing, just waiting and waiting. Well, one day, there was a party. The people in the house were having a fine old time. Clara the candle said, look, we're just here in the dark, in the cupboard under the stairs, and we can hear all that noise going on. What's going on out there? Freddy the fuse wire said, well, I don't know. He said, but I wish something would happen. And suddenly there was a blinding flash in the fuse box. And people started screaming. Oh, the lights have gone out. We're all in the dark. And there was panic. And then they heard Eric, the electrician who lived there. Calm down, everybody. It'll be all right. Within a few minutes, we'll have the lights back again. And then they felt him coming round, opening the cupboard under the stairs. And then they felt his hands going all over the wall. And then he got hold of Clara the candle. And she thought, why, something's happening. Molly the matchbox began to shake and she thought, we're going to have a job to do. And Eric opened Molly and took out one of her 51 matches and struck it and lit the wick. The brand new wick on Clara the candle, and the light came up inside the cupboard under the stairs. And Eric switched off the mains. And he picked up Peter the Pliers and he said, I shall want to use you. And then he picked up, what's his name? Sammy, screwdriver. He opened the fuse box and he took out the fuses one by one, and he lit it up clearer, and he looked at each fuse until he found the one that had gone. And then with Sammy the screwdriver, he undid the screws and pulled the old wire out. And then he got hold of Freddy, said, "Come on, I've got a job for you." And he cut a piece off of Freddy, wound it round the screws and put it through the fuse, pushed it back in. And then he shut the box. He put Clara down, switched on the mains, and everyone, hooray, the lights are on. He blew out Clara, and out he went. He shut the door, and he was gone. And Clara said, "My, wasn't that wonderful? That was well worth waiting for, wasn't it?" But you know what happened? Victor, the vacuum cleaner, he burned himself out the next day. He was so jealous that the others were happy that when he was running over the carpet, sucking up all the dust, he complained just once too often and his motor went. And so they put Victor on the scrap heap. And Sarah, the shopping trolley, when she went the next day, a wheel came off. And they put her on the scrap heap. And a new vacuum cleaner came in. And so Clara said, "And what's your name?" "Oh," he said, "I'm Horace the Hoover. I'm a very special one. I last for years." She said, "You'll need to, the work you've got to do in this place." And then there came, you're not going to believe this, Sally the Sholly. She wasn't a trolley, she was a sholly. She had four wheels. And they put her in the cupboard under the stairs. And Clara said, "My, you're going to have some work to do as well. But we are going to stay up here. And we're going to wait and wait until the lights go again. We know what we're here for now. And we're ready for an emergency." And you know, it's very, very true. There are some people who have a lot of things to do for God. There are some people who just now and again, God picks up.